This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're continuing here, darting across Connecticut in the lovely but chilly town of Beacon Falls. We just talked with Jerry Smith, the first electman, and I didn't even know that right in front of the firehouse here on Main Street is the old Route 8, which I had no idea. I had no clue that that was the case. And joining us now, speaking of that, because I didn't know it was the old Route 8, I talked to Jerry off mic about that couple there. They're from Seymour. They live right on the border, and we were talking about the differential in taxes, and there's just much more commercial opportunity in a place like Seymour. And I want to welcome in Emily Fitzgerald. You're the Econ Development Coordinator?
I am.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then Jack Betkowski, who's the Economic Development Commissioner?
Chairman. Yeah.
Chairman, okay. And so we get an organization here, but like, first of all, like, I didn't know this was the old Route 8. And so is there a lot of opportunity? Because he's talked about there's a lot of forestry land here you can't touch. So you're limited by what you can develop in this town. Is that correct?
That's right, Brian. And welcome, Brian.
Thank you.
To the heart of the Nautic Valley, Beacon Falls. The first selectman was absolutely right. Now, I'm old enough to know this was the main thoroughfare.
I had no idea.
Route 8, and we had lots of businesses at that point, like people to come and stop for breakfast, and there were several gas stations in town, that type of thing. But we have worked since the relocation of Route 8 to promote economic development in Beacon Falls, and we have a very active commission. We're thrilled to have Emily Fitzgerald as our new coordinator to recruit and retain businesses in the town of Beacon Falls. We do have a very active industrial park in Beacon Falls where people are coming and settling there and expanding there. And we also have the rail line going through Beacon Falls, which is a good thing. It actually stops at Beacon Falls,
yeah.
And we have a station there so people can take the rail to come to the town.
It's Metro North?
Correct. Yes, yes, it is.
And you can take it straight to the city?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Do you have to change trains?
Yeah, in Bridgeport.
Yeah. So, Emily, you're relatively new. Is that right?
I am. I just started this new position here with the town. I'm a local resident here of Beacon Falls, so I'm excited to get involved in getting more businesses and being an advocate for the people that currently own businesses here.
So, and is it like all these other folks, like you have another job?
I do. I'm a full-time real estate agent. In addition to that, I help support my family owns a local garage here in town.
Oh, wow.
Been here for 26 years, Fitzgerald Automotive, so...
So then, and so that's, again, everyone's got multiple hats. I will ask you a real estate question after, but your job, as he said, is to recruit and to retain businesses. What's the environment like? I mean, in terms of trying to get people to open up new business? We just talked to Molly DeLong, who's going to open up the bakery, and I think it's going to be a home run. Other opportunities to start some new businesses on this street?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of residents that are looking for some more businesses to be here. I'm going to be looking for those types of businesses that want to come here and
How do you do that? You wake up in the morning and you're like, I mean, there's no more phone books anymore. Like, how do you? That seems daunting to me, I guess.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are excited about this new position to be able to open up even what we have here currently in town. So I'm working on doing a business newsletter that goes out even just spotlighting the local businesses that we have here. We have 140 businesses here in town. Most of them, you know, I would say some of them are out of people's houses. So bringing attention to even the ones that we have currently here. I'm going to also be making some calls to, I would say, like smaller businesses that may want to expand, open up another location, or maybe move if they're not in a location they want to be currently.
Yeah, well, poach them. Jack Bogoski and Emily Fitzgerald joining us here. I mean, Jack, in terms of how long have you been in town here?
72 years.
72. Is that all 72?
You got my age. 72 years. Yeah, I've been here all 72 years. Yes, I have been. I've seen a lot. You had the people from Woodland High School on earlier.
How awesome are they?
They were phenomenal, and that really kind of put that school put us on the map. And it's a very young school, and we were region Prospect Beacon Falls for years and years. It was a battle about where to put the school Prospect Beacon Falls. It's here, and it's just thriving.
And you had to, like, walk uphill in the rain backwards 40 miles to get to school.
To get to a high school. That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, what kept you here?
The town. I love the town. I was a state legislator. I was a selectman here. I was a state legislator here and just retired as a public utility commissioner for the state of Connecticut. And it's a beautiful town. It's the heart of the Nautic Valley. You got the river. And I remember the Nautic River growing up. I'm old enough to realize when we called it the Rainbow River because it turned a different color every day because of the pollutants coming in from the Nautic chemical. It was disgusting. Yeah. And you could smell it. It was so bad. But now people canoe on it. They fish on it and everything else. And I never get tired of driving up Route 8, seeing the river, seeing the hills. It's just a beautiful part of the state.
And you grew up here?
I did.
And you went to Woodland?
I did not. I went to Nanawag High School.
Oh, you did. You went to Nanawag. Mm-hmm. And again, like, for me, it's like, it's not like a young person's like a unicorn, but, like, I mean, generally speaking, like, a lot of towns we go to, like, that's the difficulty is, like, getting people to, you know, to stay. Like, and what keeps you, like, the family business or just a familiarity? Like, why do you want to be here?
I love the small town community. I think everyone helps each other out, especially having my own business and having be a part of the family business. I could just see how everyone relies on one another. If you need help, you're going down to the next garage over. You know, everyone's just willing to help each other out, which I think is lost nowadays. So it's nice to still have that.
I mean, Emily struck on that beautifully. I mean, my whole family, my grandparents came here during the Depression, had four sons. The son started a business. The kids had kids. It's a large family, but it's a community spirit. If, God forbid, something happens in Beacon Falls, rather be a fire, a flood, a bad storm, people come right here, actually. This is usually the center, right at the firehouse, and work to help. Everybody just rolls up their sleeves.
Well, I heard about the Beacon Bubble, and obviously people helped out with that flood, and, you know, the floods in Oxford and Seymour, and we're going to learn a little bit about the 1955 flood in just a few minutes. And you both had notes, so we got to go. Is there anything we didn't touch on that you want to hit?
No, we're just...
Because, I mean, you came with notes. I mean, if you went to the trouble of coming up with notes,
prepared.
I want to make sure you can say what you want to say.
No. Brian, thank you very
sure?
much.
Come on, you typed them up.
No, she typed it for me,
did you
too.
Go ChatGPT or did you do it yourself? You did, didn't you?
We covered it, Brian. Thank you, Brian.
It's
thanks
great
for being
to meet
here.
You both.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Emily Fitzgerald and Jack Bogoski.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.